I think it's kedai to pick up a little bit where we left off yesterday and do a little bit of a part two. So in yesterday's daf, we saw a very big chiddush. The Torah says, "V'anshei kodesh tion li, u'basar basad treifa, lo yisai chelu lakelov tashlich anoisai." Which pashit means this something called an iser treifa. What's iser treifa? That was the last month of daf yomi. That's perik elu treifas. But we saw that Chazal learned another halacha from this very same pasuk. Chazal said, "Kivan sheyatza basar chutzlim chitzasai nesar." That from this pasuk we learn that if you have basar that has a mechitza and the basar leaves its mechitza, at that point it's going to be aser to eat from that basar again. What are examples of that? One example is a behema makasha leleid v'hoitzi uberes yadai v'hechzira. Even though the Mishnah says mutav achila, but the yad is going to be also achila. Shita's Rav, Shita's Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon's Chaylik, Tiyufta the Rabbi Yechon, Tiyufta. But the bottom line is, it's negayim masech teschul and daf samaches. Another example, like we saw on Amid Beis, which we saw is really a gemara masech teshmakis daf yudches. The Rambam brings in Hilchas Maaseh Karbanos in Perek Yud Aleph, and that is that as it relates to kachim, if you would have basa kachim gadashim that would leave the azar, or Basar Kachim Kalm, that would leave Yerushalayim. Or Maisa Sheni Bikurim, that would leave Yerushalayim. The halacha would be that at that point, you wouldn't be allowed to eat the food that left its respective mechitza. And not just that, if somebody would eat from it, he would be over this Issa Deiraisa of Ubasim Basada Treva Loisachel, which the Rambam says very clearly is a lav sheyesh by Malkus. The bottom line is, two distinct, at first glance, completely disparate halachas that are both learned out from the same pasuk. Ubasa basada treifa loisachelu, number one, the iser treifa, number two, this iser yoitze. Now, kipshutai, the iser treifa is learned out from the word treifa. Ubasa basada treifa loisachelu. Where'd Chazal see the iser yoitze? It's because the word basada Chazal thought was superfluous. Basar basada treifa, and what if you found it in the shlachtos? What if you found it in the barn? What if you found it in your house? It would be the same halacha. Why did Torah say the word sada? To darshan a second rasha. Ubasar basada lo yisachelu. As if to say, ubasar basada lo yisachelu, ubasar treifa lo yisachelu. Basar basada lo yisachelu, that's teaching me the iser yoytze. Basar treifa lo yisachelu, that's teaching me the iser treifa. This is something that is poshet that emerges from Mesach Teschulun Dav Samaches and Mesach Teschulun Dav Samachtes. The truth is, there's another Gemara. And this Gemara is Mesach Teschulun Dav Kuf Beis Amid Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochan. Rabbi Yochan said, it says in the Torah, Parshas Re, Lo Yisoychal HaNefesh Im HaBasar. And we learn from this at Eva Menachai. This is the law in the Torah that a person is not allowed to eat Eva Menachai. When it says in the Torah, meaning not only are you not allowed to eat an Eva Menachai, you're also not allowed to eat a Basa Menachai. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says, Lo yisoychal ha-nefesh im ha-basar, ze eve menachai, u basa menachai. U basa basad ha-trefa, lo yisoychalu, ze basar min ha-trefa. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish had to learn the pasuk ubasa basada treifa lo yisachelu. According to Rabbi Yochanan, ubasa basada treifa lo yisachelu is the makar to basa menachai. Lo yisoychal ha-nefesh im ha-basar ze eve menachai. Ubasa basada treifa lo yisachelu ze basa menachai. According to Reish Lakish, basa menachai and eve menachai both learned out from lo yisoychal ha-nefesh im ha-basar. What's ubasa basada treifa lo yisachelu? What we always thought it was ze basa menachai treifa. But al-koponim, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan. Shahalacha kemoisai, b'chol makam lebar mitlas, the makar to basa menachai is from the pasuk ubasa basada treifa lo yisachelu. If you take a look at Rashi and in Tosfos, Rashi and Tosfos both learn. I'm going to read Rashi. Ubasa basada mashma shepiresh mimekayim. It's mashma that the basa was pirish from its makam. We know, we saw it in today's daf, that the isa is the menachai, and basa menachai doesn't just mean that you go and you take a live animal and you just bite into it. If an aver of the animal is taken off of the animal itself and you go ahead and eat that, that's also eva menachai. If you schneid a shtick fleisch from a live animal and you eat it, that's also basa menachai. Zok Rashi, ubasa basada mashma shepirish mimkoimai. It's mashma that it was pirish mimkoimai, and zeh ubasa menachai. The taicha of ubasa basada means the basa that was supposed to be on the animal, you found basada, you found it sitting in the field. And that's where Rabbi Yochanan learns from the pasuk ubasa basada treifa lo yisachel. There's something called basa menachar. The treifa zok rashi, as it relates to the word treifa, kimashmoy. That's already mashmoy, kimashmoy. In other words, Rashi's saying, avada Rabbi Yochanan learns like Reish Lakish, that the issa treifa is learned out from ubasa basada treifa lo yisachel. You think Rabbi Yochanan didn't know that? Of course, Rabbi Yochanan de'ilu treifas, and he knows ubasa basada treifa lo yisnechelu is the makar to that. But Rabbi Yochanan held that there's another lav that's learned out from this pasuk, and that other lav is ubasa basada. It says ubasa basada, and what is basa basada teaching me? It's teaching me that basar that was supposed to be on the animal. You have this live animal, and it should be part of the basar of the animal. And now you found it lying around in the field. That too lo yisachelu. But it's ke'ilu nemar ubasar basada lo yisachelu ubasar treifa lo yisachelu basar basada lo yisachelu. That is the issa basar menachai basar treifa lo yisachelu. That's what we know as the issa treifa. And as always, mavur from Taisus as well. Rashi and Taisus both learning the same way. That had it Rabbi Yochanan see basar menachai in this pasuk, because he was bothered with the word sada ubasar basada, and that's how he came through to this. Truth is, the Muscharishan, just looking at this Gemara, I thought, could this be Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai? Rabbi Yochanan in our sugi doesn't look like he holds of ubasa basada, kivin chiyasa basa chutzlam chitzasai. The Gemara said, tiufta to Rabbi Yochanan, tiufta. But the bottom line is, what is Rabbi Yochanan going to do with ubasa basada? Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai, chulun kof beiz on beiz. He learns it to teach me a similar halacha, but something else. Not kivin chiyasa basa chutzlam chitzasai. That's not what sada is coming to teach me out of the mechitza, but it's off the goof. Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that the issa basa menachai is not learned out from lo yisnechal nefesh ma'basa, but rather it's learned out from ubasa basada. But the bottom line is, whether that is pshat Rabbi Yochanan, not pshat Rabbi Yochanan, could be it's pashat that that's pshat Rabbi Yochanan. But either way, we have over here three halachas, three laven that are learned out from the same pasuk. Because lahalacha, the Rambam paskins the regular issa treifa, ubasa basada treifa lo yisachelu. The Rambam paskins shitas Rav. We mentioned kumoish of the Aaron of Bilchas Machalos Asuras. That was the whole brisker Rav. That basa kimet sheyatsa chutzlam chitzasa is nasa. And the Rambam, as you would expect, paskins like Rabbi Yochanan connected Reish Lakish, that from ubasa basada treifa lo yisachelu, we learned this halacha of basa menachayzo. So there's three halachas that I learned out from ubasa basada treifa lo yisachelu. Three lamed. Fascinating thing. There is a treifa that everybody knows. Additionally, the psul yoytze, the isra yoytze, and additional to that, basa menachai, these are three laven that are imdim berumo yishal oilam, and they're all learned out from the same pasuk. And Nachmal, just to chazer over, because this is going to segue into the next part of this. How do we learn that? Ubasar treifa lo yisachelu is a treifa, but didn't have to say sada. So we darshan as if it said ubasar basada lo yisachelu. And really, two limudim. Rav's memra in chulin daf samaches, it left its mechitza, that's what sada means. Rabbi Yochanan's memory of chulin kuf beis, it was poiresh, and that's what this means over here. Stating that, if you take a look at the Rambam, in Hilchas Macholis Asurois, Perik Dalit Halachayot, says the Rambam, V'chein achoytech basa menacha. If somebody chops off a piece of basa from a live animal, minat tahirim, from the kosher animals, harei oisa basa treifa, that basa is a treifa. V'ho'icha mimenu kezayis loika mishum treifa. And if somebody goes and somebody eats a kezayis from it, you're going to get malchus for being over the issa treifa. Sharei basa zem mi behema shaloi nishchata. Because this basa came from behema shaloi nishchata. V'loi meis Umali treifa oisa chaya, mali chotcha besakin, mali bekula, mali miktsasa. Hare yoimer ubasa basada treifa loisa chelo, kibichanasa behem ubasa basada, hare hi treifa. The Rambam's paskin Rabbi Yochanan's halacha in chulin kofeiz amid beis. But the Rambam says one thing that Rashi and Tosfos didn't say. Vechein achoitech basa min achai, min atahirim, hare oisa habasa treifa. And then Rambam says, oh, shtickle teira. But the Rambam holds that if somebody eats basa menachai, he's actually eating treifa. That means there is a treifa in the world of the Rambam. There is a treifa in the world of the Rambam is basa menachai. That is what it is. It's there is a treifa. The Rashi seemed to learn, and Tosfos seemed to learn, that the gedder of how Rabbi Yochanan learned his halach in this pasuk is not that basa menachai is treifa. Oh, it's ke'ilu nemar. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says when someone eats basa menachai, you're eating treifa. And if that's the case, it's mavur. It's mavur that the Rambam had a definition of treifa that doesn't, I think at first glance, but muscharishin reconciles so well what we thought. We know what a treifa is. We learned parakeilu treifas. We saw all the pictures. So we have an idea of what a treifa looks like. The Rambam saying basam and achayis treifa. At first glance, what shayches? Rashi and Tosfos al chayre saying the poshim shot. Avad the basam and achayis not treifa. Just like basar kibush yasa chutzam chitzasa is not treifa. Nor vas kilu nemar ubasar basada loisaychelu ubasar treifa loisaychelu. But the Rambam saying no, that ubasar min achay is treifa. He says it twice. Loike mishum oichel treifa. Hare oisa habasar treifa. So the Rambam is referring to it as treifa, as if to say it's one shem treifa. Loishna if it's basar min achay. Loishna if it's one of the treifas of berakelu treifas. If it's nikav areya. And at first glance, what does basar min achay have to do with nikav areya? L'chayritz. It's very, very sasa. The Hilchos Sofer. And that Gemara in Masechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis, so he says, I'm going to tell you what I think the Pshat in this Rambam is. The Rambam must have learned that the Taich of Treifa is when you have a live animal and you removed a little bit of Basar from that live animal. That is what's referred to as Treifa. Ubasa basa the treifa loisachelu. You saw a treifa lying around on the ground. If you go ahead and you tireif a little bit of that, that's sitting there. You eat it. That's what the definition of treifa is. Treifa is like Rabbi Yochanan says basa menachay. That is the taich of what a treifa is. But it doesn't matter if that basa was pirish menachay because you went ahead and you were pirish menachay. Or if it was Pirish Menachai, because the Ze'ev came and he was tired of it, and that's what caused it to be Pirish Menachai. At the end of the day, if there's Basar lying on the side of the road, or lying in the field, that was Nifresh Menachai, that's what a Treifa is, and the Torah says Treifa Lo Yisaychelu. And really, the Chassam Sofer says, the Ubasa Basar, the Treifa Lo Yisaychelu, is the Basar that was Pirish from the live animal. Lo Yishna, if the Prisha happened, Al Yedei and Adam, Lo Yishna, if the Prisha happened, Al Yedei and animal. But here's the point. Chazal said there are certain times where if something was pirish from an animal, meaning something happened to an animal, where we say that the existing animal is not going to be able to live anymore. When we see that, then the way we deher, the prisha, is not just I have a chai and something was pirish menachai. The way I see it up over here is that the two were nifrash me each other. And it's not only the basar that you remove that we look at as being the treifa, but the remaining animal is also deemed as being a treifa. But l'shoyne azov shalmar nachsam soifer. V'ima behem anishra bibriyusa v'chiyusa inkan treifa lo isa habasar shetola shazev. Vim also, however, kol behema misukenes. But if the entire behema became a misukenes, v'hi basar haru uyu lekelev hareyu ki'ilu hazev. So then the way we look at it is if the Ze'ev came and he chopped the animal into two parts. And it comes out, basam and achai is literally the treifa. In other words, the taich of a treifa is where you have basar that was nitraf, it was nitlash from a live animal. That basar you're not allowed to eat. And I don't care if a person did it or if an animal did it. Call it basar min achay, call it treifa, whatever you want. That is what treifa is. There are times where if you go ahead and you do that, what's left is also going to be considered as if it was ripped apart. Now, the way it was ripped apart was you took A from B. But when you took A from B, you didn't just tear A from B, you tore B from A as well. It's, Mali chati chazu. Shneim tarfam azev. Because punk the zev was holding on to the left ear, but the maisa, you tore the left ear away from the right ear, and really you tore the right ear from the left ear. I don't care what side of the animal, what aver it was that the zev physically got his teeth and put his clenches into. At the end of the day, you ended up tearing it apart. So really, just like the chelik that was torn apart is treifa, the chelik that's remaining is also considered a treifa. And that's what the general idea of treifa is. Then Chazal went, and took this and expanded it a little bit. That just like if you take an animal, you chop it into two. If it's a nikavareya, that's also going to be included. And if there's a hole in the Beis HaKoisis, etc. But the bottom line is, from the fact that the Rambam calls basar min achay treifa, it's muchach to me that the taich of treifa is basar that was perish min achay. Loishna Ayudei Adam, that's the way you visualize your classic Pasuk Menachai. Loishna Ayudei Ze'ev, that's usually the way you visualize the halacha of Treifa. And the point of the Treifa of Elo Treifas is that when what was separated is such that it made such a profound difference on the live animal, then I look at the live animal as also being torn apart. Mali chatichazu, mali chatichazu. They were torn from each other. And just like this piece, I wouldn't be able to eat, even if a person did, it would be basam and achai. That part also not, because it's viewed as basam and achai, viewed as treifa. Again, it's all one shem, it's all going to be one thing. So really, the taich of treifa, this is the tricky part. The taich of treifa is not an animal that has some wound that's not going to be able to live. Treifa is when you tore apart a piece of an animal. That's why basam and achai fits right into the pshuta shel mikra, into the taich of treifa. Said Marnach Sam Sofer. What was the makar to the Rambam to learn this way? First glance, it sounds a little bit like Rashi must have learned it a little bit more pasha, right? What was the makar to the Rambam to learn that basam and achai is not just included in the pasuk of treifa, ubasa basada lo yisechelu, ubasa treifa lo yisechelu, but rather basam and achai hi treifa. Says the Chasam Sofer, you want to know where I think the Rambam got it from? He got it from Targum Unkelis. If you take a look at Targum Unkelis, va'anche kodesh tiyunli. What does Bisar Tlish mean? Bosa that was torn, min cheva chayef, from a live animal, lo yiseichlun the chaber simon yase. Unkelis, the ultimate pasht and taich, you know what ubasa about sada treva lo yiseichelum is? It doesn't say a word about perakelu trefas. Doesn't say a word about anything. Ubsar tlish min cheva chayef. He said bosa min achay, which in of itself is a pella. He would taich it bosa min achay. It doesn't make sense that he would taich it bosa min achay. Oh, but the teretz is because really bosa min achay is trefa, and trefa bosa min achay is one and the same thing. But al koponim, the Rambam saw in Targum Unkelis Zoktach Sam Sofer that we're not just being marba from the extra word basada basam and achai. Ubas basada treifa lo yisechelu. The taich of it is upsar tlish min cheva chaya. That is what the taich is, and being that that's what the taich is, that's why the Chasam Sofer said must be that basam and achai isn't just nisraba from the pasuk of treifa from ubas basada, but really basam and achai is treifa. The Chasam Sofer that we just mentioned is a Masechta Schum Daf Kuf Beis on that Gemara Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Ish Lakish. Really, the Chasam Sofer talks about this inyan a little bit in the beginning of Perek Elu Treifas Ayin Sham. It's a Hafeldiga piece, and over there he says that he found that his Rebbe Moiri the Hafla in a Sneif upon him Yafis already spoke about this inyan. So I looked up the Hafla, and the Hafla goes with this same Mahalach that the Makar to the Rambam is Targum Unkelis, and that's where the Rambam saw that this is the Taich of the Pasuk. The Taich of the Pasuk is a Psar Chivyu. And then he goes ahead and he says something beautiful. He says, V'nira the Tama Targum. I believe that the Tama of the Targum is Mishunda Medayek. The Targum made a Meir Digadik. This is mamish beautiful. Targum made a Diyak. We know the Torah says, what do you do with the Trefa? The Torah says, La Kelov Tashlich Anoisai. What do you do with the Nevela? The Torah says regarding the nevela, lo yiseichlu kol nevela, lo ger hashev b'sharecho titneno v'achola, oy mocher l'nachri, ki am kodesh atal Hashem l'kech l'yisavash l'dechalei v'imoy. Either give it to the ger toyshav, or sell it to the nachri. And Rashi already asks the kasha, the why is it that the trefa you give to the kelev, and the nevela you give to the nachri? In fact, Rashi says, "La'kelev tashlicha noisei af ha'akum kekelev." That really, the akum is like a kelev. And if you want to go ahead and you want to give the treifa to the akum, avad you let it give it. Right, so why does it say la'kelev tashlicha noisei? Rashi says, "Tu pshatim ki yidua." But the bottom line is that Rashi was bothered with this dik. Why by the treifa does it say la'kelev tashlicha noisei? And why isn't that when it comes to the nevela, over there the Torah says, what do you do with the nevela? You give it to the guy. Zok the hafla. I hold the unkelis was bothered with this kasha. He could understand pshutei shel mikra. Why here like kelev and why there do you give it to the guy? Hatargum unkelis vashtanin. You know what the pshat must be, because you know what this pasuk is saying. What this pasuk is saying is not just the isa treifa perakei l'treifas. It's saying basam and achai. Basim and Achai is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. And being that it's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, he can't give it to the guy. That's why in Pshutai Shal Mikra, it had to be like Kelo Tashlich and Oisai. Unkelis was bothered with this grace of Kasha. This is what was driving Targum Unkelis. What was driving him is that why is it that when it comes to the Trefa, it's like Kelo Tashlich and Oisai, yeah, when it comes to the Nevelo, you go ahead and you give it to the guy. Must be, it's over here it's Basim and Achai. And being that it's Basim and Achai, over here it's going to be different. I saw in the Pirush Ala Torah from Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam. It's just a beautiful sikum on this raid. Says Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam, right? This is the Rambam's son. We have from Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam on Bereshis and Shemois, brand new Maduras, that the Magia is Yedidi, HaChacham HaGoyin, Ramoshi Maimon. But either way, so he says as follows. The Anshei Kodesh, in parentheses. The Grusha Balichain. Uboy gam taimim acher. Shahitziu hachachomim zal. But there are other halachas, says Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam, that the chachomim extrapolated from this pasuk. Echod mehem, ha'azora al basim en achai. Kamoshabia hametargen. Ubosar tlish min cheva chaisa. Vahasheni, ha'azora al achilo kol trefa. Kamoy hadrusa ukoyotzaba. Kamoshin is bayer bimisachtes chulun, daf mem gimel. Vashlishi, shehizra lachilas basa sheyotza chutzlim chitzasai. Kamay basa or pesach sheyotza chutzlichaburasai. Ubasa basade vigoimer, lafi ze, lafi a hergel hanoida, umashanitra bachotzer, kamoisai, why we mention basade, because that's usually where it happened, ukazem mikro lailo, lafi haroiva harogel, umikro yoim kamoisai. Targum shapirish by basot lushim bebehemachayo ramaz leevim enachay. Omnam tamze nichlam b'maymer ach basa b'nafshoy. There's another makar that Chazal gave for the Sheva mitzvahs, and then Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam concludes v'lo yodati leize tam omar targum maymer ze. I don't know why the targum said this maymer. Now Ramoshi Maimon in his ago over here brings a little bit of a tumble. The Mefarshei Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam, like what he meant, what was bothering Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam. But he comes out, and I think it's Pashat, that what was bothering Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam is this three Mahalchim, this three Chazals that we learn from this Pasuk. Perikei lu treifes chundaf membeis, u basa basa da treifa lo yisaychelu. Basa hakim shiyatza chusam chitzasai. Chulin Samaches. And then Basim and Achai. Chulin Kufbeis. So, Veloyodati, I don't know Le'ezetam Amma Targum. Why did the Targum feel that in the Pashit Pshat of the Pasik, you know what it's referring to? Upsar Tlish Min Cheva Chaisa. Mehechetes and not the other two. Veloyodati. Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam concludes with a kasha. He says, I'm not sure why this is the Pshat that the Targum picked. But I think the Teretz is the Hafla. That's the Teretz. The Teretz is because the Pasuk says, like Kelef Tashlichon Oisai. Why do you have to go ahead and give it to the Kelef? Make a profit off of it. Maybe give it to the guy. The Pasuk says, by the Nevela. Loi Seichel Kol Nevela. So what do you do? La Gera Sheb Sherecha Titne Nevachala. Oy Machar La Nachri Am Kodashat La Hashem Aleikecha. The Teretz is because the Targum saw that the Pashit Pshat in this Pasuk must be that we're dealing with something that even a guy is not allowed to eat. Must be it's Pasim and Achai. That's why the Targum, who's being Mefarish, the most Pashit Pshat in this Pasuk, how was he Mefarish it? He was Mefarish it with regards to Pasim and Achai. This Ponim Yofis could be the Teretz to the Veloyodati Le'ezatam Amma Targum Aymerzeh. That's the Teretz to Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam's Kasha. Either way, three tremendous Lavin that I learned out from this Pasuk, Ubasa Basada Trefa, Lois Aichela.